Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Ophelia is now a post-tropical cyclone, and the National Hurricane Center says heavy rainfall from the storm could produce flooding today from Virginia to New Jersey. Ophelia made landfall in North Carolina this weekend as a tropical storm. President Biden is welcoming leaders from the Pacific Islands to Washington on Monday for a two-day summit. The meeting comes as the Biden administration remains focused on countering China's influence in the region. And Piers Osmocollard reports.
This is the second summit Biden is hosting with leaders from the Pacific Islands. It's meant to deepen cooperation with these island nations on everything from climate change to fishing to economic growth. And it comes as the Biden administration has repeatedly indicated that it needs to provide alternatives to China's rise and assertiveness in the Indo-Pacific. As part of this summit, the administration is announcing U.S. funds to help create a secure undersea connectivity cable for Pacific Island nations that often don't have reliable high-speed internet connections. A senior Biden administration official says the U.S. has deep moral, strategic, and historic interests in the region. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
Officials in El Paso, Texas, say the city is at a breaking point amid a jump in migration. They say the city sees more than 2,000 asylum seekers every day, and they're straining shelter capacity and resources. El Paso opened a new shelter this weekend, but even then, emergency management coordinator Jorge Rodriguez says the city is chartering buses to take migrants elsewhere.
Every individual that boards one of those buses is going voluntarily. They sign a form stating that they're going voluntarily to the destination of their choice. No one is being forced.
Republican governors in Texas, Arizona, and Florida have been criticized for sending migrants to other states, but El Paso officials say migrants aren't voluntarily being taken to the cities of their choice. More than 5,000 more union workers joined the strike against Detroit automakers on Friday as the United Auto Workers Union continues to ramp up the pressure on car manufacturers. NPR's Andrea Hsu reports only two of the three companies, though, are feeling most of the pain.
UAW President Sean Fain said from the start he would grow the strike if the negotiations weren't yielding progress.
We're not going to wait around forever for a fair contract at the big three.
Well, on Friday, Fain had an update. He said talks with Ford were producing results, including the restoration of a cost of living adjustment, one of the union's key demands. But with GM and Stellantis, he said no such progress has been made. So he called on the workers at all of those car makers' parts distribution facilities to walk out, affecting 38 sites in all. These are warehouses that supply parts and accessories to dealerships, so consumers who need repairs to their cars could feel the effects of the strike immediately. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
And this is NPR News. Negotiators for striking Hollywood writers and major studios are to meet again today, marking five straight days of talks. The writers walked off the job in early May in a dispute over compensation amid the streaming era. Hollywood actors joined them in July, putting the entertainment industry into two simultaneous strikes for the first time in decades. Many of NPR's newsroom employees are in the same union as the actors, but work under a separate contract. Overseas, more than 100 armed police officers in London have handed in their weapons in protest after one of their colleagues was charged with murder. Robbie Griffiths reports that the officer charged in the killing of an unarmed black man appeared in court last week.
A 24-year-old man, Chris Cabba, died in South London last September after he was shot in a car by a police officer. Cabba was unarmed. This week, the officer who fired that deadly shot was charged with murder. Since the murder charge, a large number of officers, reported to be over 100, have asked to temporarily step back from firearms duties, the Metropolitan Police said yesterday. They said the officers were concerned the decision to charge their colleague could impact on them doing their work. Robbie Griffiths, NPR News, London.
Armed officers from other forces are being deployed as a contingency measure. Today's a big day for NASA. Scientists waiting for a small capsule to touch down in Utah this morning. It's carrying samples from an asteroid collected about 3 years ago by the OSIRIS-REx robotic spacecraft. Touchdown expected in about an hour and a half at a military facility outside Salt Lake City. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.